The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Reish Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Parshas Kisisa contains within it the famous pasuk which we say every Shabbos, "V'shomru bnei Yisrael es haShabbos, la'aseis es haShabbos." Let us discuss, Bezer Hashem, an interesting drasha that the Gemara derives, a din that the Gemara learns out from this pasuk. It turns a pikuach nefesh deiches Shabbos. The Gemara in Yuma and Apehei brings several drushes, eight different drushes from Tanoim and Amoraim, in terms of how we know that when we're dealing with saving a person's life, and it's a matter of pikuach nefesh, a matter of life and death, we put aside Shabbos. The Gemara brings several different drushes, one of them being v'shomer b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos, which the Gemara darshins omra teira. Chalel olav Shabbos achas, be mechalel one Shabbos, meaning this Shabbos be mechalel, and do isuri melach on Shabbos, kidei sheyishmar Shabbos es harbe, in order that this person should be able to then keep many Shabboses, and it be mechal one Shabbos to ensure that many other Shabboses are kept. The Gemara Lamaskana rejects all of the different Yalfuses, all of the different dinim and sources that are learned out, that Shabbos is learned out to be nidche min b'nei pikuach nefesh. It's all nidche, and remains with one final drasha, which Rava says, less bapircha, there's no kash on this, and that's how Shmuel learns. Shmuel says, the pasuk tells us, v'chai bohem, and we darshan, v'chai bohem, v'lo sheyamos bohem. In other words, a person is not obligated to put himself in a makom safek sakana, or to remain in a situation of safek sakana, in order to keep the mitzvah satayra. V'chai bohem, meaning live with the mitzvahs, v'lo sheyamos bohem, and not if it will come to even a safek that you will have to die in order to keep these mitzvahs. That's what the Gemara darshins. The Gemara says the reason why all the other limudim cannot be used for all cases is because maybe they're only talking about a case of vadai pikuach nefesh. And as if for sure the person will die, then you have those other limudim, v'shomrei Yisrael es haShabbos, you have a case from Milo, you have a limud from Achteres. But what about a case of safek? Maybe this psukim, we're not talking about a situation of safek. However, the v'chai bohem, that tells us, v'chai bohem, only live, only do mitzvahs when you for sure could live. But it's even a doubt if you could live, it's a safek, then you don't have to keep the mitzvahs, you can be mechal Shabbos. There's a famous chakira in terms of the din of pikuach nefesh, as deiches Shabbos. Is it understood as a heter or a dichui? Is it hutra or is it dichuya? Pikuach nefesh is hutra for Shabbos. Shabbos is hutra eitz pikuach nefesh, or is Shabbos dichuya eitz pikuach nefesh? In other words, like we find by the din of tumah betzibur, tumah is allowed to be done when it comes to a carbon tzibur. If the kayin is tamei, or one of the kelim are tamei, the gemara yuma daf amad beis brings a machlokes. Rab Nachman and Rab Sheshes. Is tumah hutra betzibur, or is tumah only dechuya betzibur? Rab Nachman holds tumah is hutra betzibur. That means even if you have a kayin who's tamei, you don't have to try to look for another kayin who is tar, in most of cases. And because it's hutra betzibur, once we've derived from the pasuk that a korban tzibur can be brought even betumah, once you have a situation of tumah, it's hutra. Now it's 100% mutter. However, if Sheshes holds, tumah is only dechuya betzibur. In other words, the geder adover is only dechuya, which Rashi explains it using Rashi's lashon here, dechuya betzibur, afal pi sha korban tzibur deicha oisa. The fact that it's a korban tzibur is deicha the fact that it's tummy, but because she hutra, v'loy heter gomer. Rashi says it's not a complete heter. It's only if we have no other way out. V'chomad debatzino la'adure madrina. But if we can find a way to do it betara, then you have to be shiasa betara. You must do a betara. So if there's another kohen around that's available and that's tar, you have other kelim that are tahirim, you have to go with that. That's the machlokes in terms of tumah, is it hutra or dechuya. What's the Geder Advarim when it comes to being Deiche Shabbos? Or Kol HaTerekula for that matter. For Pikuach Nefesh. To save a Yid's life, is that Hutra or is that Dechuyim? So we begin with a Rosh in Yuma Periches Simen Yudala that brings from the Merari Mirutenberg, if you have a Chayla Sheish Pesachono that needs to eat meat in order to save his life, and you have in front of you prepared meat, which is Basa Nevela, unkosher to eat, and you have an animal which could be Shechted, which is Basa Kosher, what's the din? Do you give the Basa Nevela to this person? Or do you shech the animal be Michal Shabbos to give him kosher meat? So there's many different shittas or rishonim of what to do and why, but the Maran Rutenberg holds that pikuach nefesh b'Shabbos is mutter. Eitzel chayla sheish b'sakon is mutter. And have a kamei heter eichel nefesh b'yomtif. Explains the Rosh and the Rajman Chubas also explains like this, that in essence the Maran Rutenberg holds that Shabbos is hutra when it comes to pikuach nefesh. And therefore, even though you could feed this person an avela, since the dinim of Shabbos are set aside in a way of hutra, you don't have to give him the avela, you give him kosher meat, even though it means you have to shecht it at bimichal Shabbos. Frekta achreinim, machtzas ha-shekel, estes kasim, simen shenuchov ches, if contest, the base mayor in simen shenuchov ches, and sif yudalid, where this halacha is brought, they ask a kasha on the Maran Rutenberg. He says, if you're telling me that pikuach nefesh is hutra for a chelish eish beisakonda, so everything is put aside, so that's why it's deich Shabbos, and then why is it not also deich nevela? For the same reason, it also should be deich nevela and give him the nevela just as well. And if that would be the case, why be davka be mechal Shabbos if you give him the nevela to eat? Says the Beis Meir, he says, we already mentioned before, V'chai Bohem tells us that all mitzvahs HaTorah put aside, except for the Gimel Averis Chamuris. And therefore, just like Shabbos is put aside, so to every Averis put aside. So therefore, the Nevela also should be Hutra Eitzel, this Chayla Sheish by Sakona. This is the Kash of these Achreinim. There are several different ways to answer this kasha, different achreinim. We're just going to bring a teretz for the discussion that we want to have over here based on our pasuk. Chasam Sofer, in several tshuvas, primarily in the tshuva in Yeridei Simen Shin Lamed Ches, says the following chilek. He said, when we come out to pikuach nefesh, to be deicha Shabbos, or to be Deicha Shar Kol HaTerekula, there's a distinction. When it comes to Shabbos, indeed over there, Shabbos is Hutra Eitzel Pikuach Nefesh. But Nevela and Shari Surim is not Hutra Eitzel Pikuach Nefesh. Why? Says the Chasam Sofer, because we have two psukim. One pasuk is V'chaibah. V'chaibahem is a universal pasuk for every single listen to Torah, every single mitzvah. Only has to be kept when it's V'chaibahem, V'loi Shiyomas Bahem. Not if it's even a suffix if a person is going to die. However, when it comes to Shabbos, there's an additional pasuk. And that pasuk says, V'shomru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, which tells you it's a het gomer. In the Sefer of Ayan Yosef, Yosef Grunwald and Enikul of Darugas HaBoisem, he explains this Chasam Sofer Svara, and as well Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Sefer on Chumash, in the Emes Liyakov, in Parshas Kisis, and our pasuk, on his own explains this as well. That all of the limudim that the Gemara and Yuma brought from Achteres or from the Kohen doing the Avodah or from Milo or Vivu Shabbos Bnei Yisrael Es HaShabbos, they're all different than the limud of Shmuel. The limud of Shmuel that says V'chai Bohem, V'lo Shiyomus Bohem, is really Begeder Oynis. In other words, keep the mitzvahs. But if you're Be'oynis and a person's life is on the line, you're Be'oynis to do that, then you don't have to keep it. He derives this from the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. In Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes that if a Akum, an Eino Yehudi, would force a Yid to be over on one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, he says, do this Aveira, transgress this mitzvah, or you'll be killed. The Halacha is, Yavor V'al Yehoreg, A person should be over the Aveira and not be killed. He should save himself. Why? This limud, v'chayben v'lash yamesben. So we see when a person is forced by he's threatened with his life to transgress a mitzvah, v'chayben v'lash yamesben. That's halacha aleph. Now we go to halacha vav in the Rambam perakei ilchus yisayda teira. The Rambam says, ki'inyin she'omru ba'oitzin, just like when a person is being threatened with his life, kach omru b'chaloyim, so too is said by a person who is fatally ill. Ketzat, mishachol v'natolomu, somebody who is sick, and he is going to die unless he transgresses one of the aveiros in the Torah. V'omru ha'revim sherufu osir b'dover pleni mei yisur shebeteir. The doctors say he must have this iser. The halach is, says the Rambam, oisim. Umisrapin b'chol yisur shebeteir. B'makom sakon. A person is allowed to heal himself with any yisur in the Torah, except for aveidazor yilrash v'chas yom. That even b'makom sakon, emisrapin. Why? Because v'chaybem, we see here from the Rambam, that a chayla is similar to someone who is being, his life is being threatened. A chayla is b'makom oynis, is begeder oynis. Is v'chay bohem, is begeder dechuya. However, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, since we have a pasuk of a shomer b'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos, that's not begeder oynis. V'shomer b'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos tells us that this is what you should do, this is the preferred method over here, to be mechalal Shabbos in order to keep other Shabboses. With this understanding of the Chassam Sefer, the Vayan Yosef explains further, and as well Rabbi Yaakov, in that piece in Nimitz LeYaakov, both want to answer a Kushyat Suma on the Orachayim HaKadosh. Now the Orachayim on our Pasuk of Veshomer Ben Yisrael as HaShabbos is bothered. Why does it say Lasos? Veshomer Ben Yisrael as HaShabbos, Ben Yisrael has to keep Shabbos. What's the extra Lasos as HaShabbos? That seems to be extraneous, not telling us anything in the pasuk. What's lasis is Hashabbos? Zog der Rechaim, pass a bit of pshas like this. O yirtze al zer der. That it's, the pasuk is telling us, Eim osay amarti l'chol lishmarish Yisrael afilu berach kovet Shabbos. When do you have to keep Shabbos? Davka lasis. Only when you can perform Shabbos, only when you can do Shabbos and fulfill it. Pirish ba'adam shiyeshne begeder amoid lasos. If you're going to be able to keep Shabbos, then that's where you should do it. Avabla misha vadei lo yokum. Someone who will not be able to get up. Vle yagia le Shabbos. Someone who will not be able to reach Shabbos. In other words, he's sick. And even if you save him, he will not be able to reach the next Shabbos, l'shoimrei, to keep that Shabbos. Hagam shirafu eselo yilu l'shoyis aloyomim loyichal alav Shabbos. Says the Rechayim that from here we see the pasuk v'shomim neishol as Shabbos lasis as Shabbos. Only be mechal Shabbos if you could keep another Shabbos. So frekt a lot of achroinim on the Rechayim. What do you mean? We have a pasuk of v'chaybem. V'chaybem tells us even v'chayeshov. V'chaybem tells us that you can always be Mechal Shabbos and Kol HaTerekula, even for Chai Yishah. So what does the Rechaim say? You can only be Mechal Shabbos if you know for sure you'll be able to keep next Shabbos. Zok Tev Mishli Yaakov, Zok Tev Ayan Yosef Beis Adachsam Sefer, that here the Rechaim is explaining the Pasuk of Hashomru. The Pasuk of Hashomru is very different than the Pasuk and Limud of Vachai Bohem. Surely Vachai Bohem tells us you can be Mechal Shabbos even by a Safi. Vachai Bohem tells you even if it's going to be only Chai Yishah. As we'll see, even if you're not going to come to the next Shabbos. However, the pasuk of Hashomru is only a heter when you will come to keep the next Shabbos, or as we'll see, come to keep other mitzvahs as well. So here we see a clear difference between the limud that we have from Hashomru Neitzol as HaShabbos, of Chalel Shabbos Achas Kedei Shishmer Shabbos as Harbe, or V'chai Bohem V'lo Shiyomis Bohem. So let us mention a couple of nafkaminis between these two limudim. The Bir Halacha in Simen Shin Chavtes, Sif Dalet, tells us that based on the Pasuk of Hashem B'nei Yisrael Chalel Shabbos Achas, that would be Davka if we know this person, if we save him, we'll be able to continue and keep mitzvahs. Meaning, even though it doesn't have to be Shabbos is harbei dafka. It doesn't have to be that he'll be able to keep more Shabbos. You can be mechal Shabbos even if it's just to ensure this person will be able to keep mitzvahs, even one mitzvah. Even for that, you'll be mechal Shabbos. However, from the limud of v'chai bohem zok to be alocha, that even it's only to be a chayisha, even if the person will never be able to keep any mitzvahs, you'll save this person, but you'll not have the surety that he will be able to then get better and be able to perform any mitzvahs. It'll be a chayisha just for a few minutes perhaps, and he won't be able to do any mitzvahs. V'chai bohem tells us that's the din of the Torah. The din of the Torah is you never have to keep the Torah's mitzvahs when it comes to saving a person. V'chai bohem, v'lo yishyomis bohem. That's a distinction between v'shamru and v'chai bohem. Another interesting nafkamina is as follows. The Gemara in Erechin, which is brought la'alocha in Simen Shinlamid Sifhei, says that a yosheves ala mashber, a woman who is in the midst of labor, umesa, and le'aleinu, she dies during the childbirth, before the child emerges into this world. Says the halacha, mevi in sakin b'shabbos, afilu derech shusram. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos even to do an issa d'iraisa, to bring a sakin, v'koyren bitna, to cut her stomach open, umoitzi in havlad, to save the child. We don't know for sure if the child's alive, but shema yimotzei chai. Maybe you'll find that he's still alive. The mother is too late to save, but maybe you'll save the child. Says the Mishnah Berurah over there, Sivkon Yud Ches, Shema Yimotzei Chai, Vashmi'ina. The Chiddush here is, Sha'afilu Safik Bikuach Nefesh Zeh. Even though it's only a Safik, Sha'aloi Hoya Adayin B'ches Keskai Lo'olam. We didn't even know if he was alive in the first place. Afilu Achi Deich HaShabbos. Meaning even here, there's only a question whether the child is still alive. It doesn't even have a Ches Keskai. Still Yimachal HaShabbos. Which L'chair is Tamua Mo'id. How could you say you have a pasuk of v'chai bohem that you could be mechal Shabbos for a child who's not even alive? He doesn't even have a cheskes chai. We don't even know if he's alive. And the fact is, he was never alive. So how could you be mechal Shabbos for this child who's not even considered a person yet? He's not even a chai. How do you have v'chai bohem? Losh yomus bohem. The Rishonim, the Ramban is in the Teres Adam and Shara Sakona, and as the Rajb and other Rishonim and neither Daf Mendal and Abayis, they ask even further, they ask stronger. The halacha is, if someone would kill an Uber, he would not be Chayim Misa. Why? Because an Uber b'mei imay, a fetus is not considered a Nefesh. So in terms of this halacha of Ritzicha, would not be a full Ritzicha to be Chayim Misa, because it's not a Nefesh. So Frank the Rishonim, if it's not a Nefesh, then how can you be Michal Shabbos for it? It's not a Nefesh. It's Dr. Rishonim, that even though right now he's not a Nefesh, but if we save him, and there's a potential that he will then is alive, and he'll be able to live, so then he'll be able to be Shomer Shabbos as Harbe, so you have the heter of a Shomer in Israel as a Shabbos. Indeed, from the Chai Bohem, there's no heter of a Chai Bohem. That's only in a living person. But here we see that the limit of a Shomru goes even on a person who is not even yet alive. The Shomer in Israel as a Shabbos, Las is a Shabbos, Chalel Shabbos Achas, to ensure that more Shabbos will be kept. Chiddush here we would see that even if it's only a Suffolk, that the Vishomer would go, even in a case of Safik, and the Shami Yimotzei Chai would also be Mutter. So Vishomer here tells us even a greater het than the V'chai Bohem. Normally V'chai Bohem is a broader heter, because it goes even V'chai Yeshah, even if you're not able to keep mitzvahs. But here we have a case where the Vishomer would permit Chilul Shabbos, in this case, of the child who has not yet been born, as opposed to V'chai Bohem, which you would not be able to have. One last nafkamina, or at least with this understanding, with this distinction between Vishamra and Vachai, could give an understanding to a Tosfos which needs explanation. The Gemara Bava Metzia on Kuf Yudalet Amud Beis brings a famous Maisa where Eliyahu HaNavi was standing in the Beis HaKfaris, and the Amora Rabba Bar Avuha was with him, who asked Eliyahu HaNavi, says, Eliyahu, are you not a Kohen? Hayim lav koyin mar, aren't you a koyin? As Rashi explained, Pinchas zeu Eliyo, Pinchas was a koyin, so Eliyo Anovi is a koyin. How could you be standing in a Beis HaKfaris? That's the Gemara over there. Frank Tosfos, according to this, then Did Eliyahu HaNavi is a Kohen, and he's not allowed to be Matami himself, then how the Maisa brought in the Navi in Sefer Melachim, that Eliyahu HaNavi was Mechaya Maisim to the Ben Shiro Almana, which Chazal tell us, which actually turned into become Yoina HaNavi, how is Eliyahu able to be Mechaya Maisim, this child, which the Navi describes, he brought him up to a room and stayed in a room with him until he revived him. How could Eliyahu HaNavi be mitame himself as a frek Tosfos? How could a kohen be mitame himself to a mace? Zog Tosfos v'yesh leima shehayu borur loy sheyichayeyu. Eliyahu HaNavi knew for certainty that he was going to be able to be mechayim to resurrect this child. Lachein hayu mutter mishum pikuach nefesh. Because of that, Zog Tosfos, it was mutter based on that of pikuach nefesh, which lachair is a pella. Pikuach nefesh, that only goes on someone who's alive, not who's dead. Pikuach nefesh, someone who's dead. So we can explain like this, the Netziv in the She'iltas Kuf Samach Zayin, Sekon Yud Zayin, asks further on Tosfos. He says, Tosfos, why are you saying only pikuach nefesh of Zavadai? We know pikuach nefesh is even on a Suffolk. V'chayim b'em alesh yomuz b'em. The Teretz is, what Tosfos means to learn out, is not from v'chayim b'em. Because as we explained by the case of the Yeshiva Zala Mashber, V'chai Bem Elesh Yomus Bem only goes on a child who is already living, or person is already living. This child in the Uber, this Uber in the Me'imai was not living, and in this case of the Ben Almona also was not living. So V'chai Bem would not give you a license to be Mechal Shabbos, or in this case to be over on the Isra of Tumah L'Kohen. But another limud of a Shomer B'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos. Lasei says a Shabbos, be mechala one Shabbos, be over other Isurim, in order to be able to keep Shabbos as Harbei, that would indeed give permission to be over. And this is Torah, in this case, a Kohen be metame in order to be mechaya the meis. The Chiddush would be, and this Pshat, the Chiddush would be, because now we're saying V'shomer extends not only to the din of Shabbos. So this is really not in line with the Chassam Sofer and Emes Yaakov that understood V'shomru as a specific heter, only germane to the dinim of Shabbos. This extends even further than that. More so, this not only extends further than the Isser of Shabbos, but it extends to the Isser of Kohen Mimetame. But as well, this is only, would only be on a Vaday. That would be the same. There's the Vishomu B'nai Yisrael learning that but not the Chayim would only be an Avadeh. That's how Taisu says, because the Eliyahu HaNavi that was Borol or Sheikhayeyu, you don't have that the Chayim which extends to the Suffolk, but you do have the other at the Vishomru, which says even by Avadai, even by a mace, there's a heter of Pikuach Nefesh.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.